Hello, folks. It's Gwen Tlian here with you. I do apologize if this boo comes out sounding rather lackluster, or if it doesn't sound as good as it could. This has not been my day. Oh my gosh. Among other rather unpleasant occurrences, I had two seizures today, one in the morning and then one just about half an hour ago. So as a consequence, I'm feeling vaguely as though I've been flattened by a steamroller. But it is February, and I did want to do my February challenge for day 9. The topic is judging others and possibly having mistrusted someone. We're asked to relate incidents in which we were misjudged, and there's one in particular that really comes to mind as soon as I think of this topic, because it was extremely hurtful, and I was misjudged terribly, worse than I'd ever been before in my life. Now, I'm afraid this boo is going to make me look kind of bad because I didn't handle things as well as I should have, and I know I made some mistakes as well. But here we go anyway. This is an online incident, so I thought it would be appropriate to discuss here because this is also an online venue. Okay, so a number of years ago, I was involved in a role-playing game online. I'm not going to mention which one, because I don't think it's right to discuss names and places here. Suffice it to say that I got quite heavily invested because I spent a long time improving my characters and upping their skills and abilities and trying to get them to the stage where I wanted them to be. So these characters kind of developed lives of their own, as characters will when you're playing a game for a long enough period of time. So they had families and they had friends, and I thought that I also, personally, had made friends by playing this game. Because people were very nice to me and seemed interested in talking to me and in playing with my characters. But then this gentleman joined, and everybody thought he was Mr. Wonderful because he had this really charismatic personality, and he was also very knowledgeable about the type of gameplay we were doing. I thought he was really great at first as well. He had a really interesting and well-developed character, and I was quite impressed. Now, I made the mistake of having one of my characters develop a slight crush on his character, and he decided that this was my way of actually trying to hit on him out of character as well, which is not true at all, because, like, frankly, I can't actually imagine trying to hit on somebody online. It's just not something I would do. I actually had no romantic inclinations toward this guy personally whatsoever. It was my character that had romantic feelings for his character. So keep in mind, this was a role-playing game. I was playing a role. He even said to me out of character, "Look, I have a relationship right now with a woman and I am not interested in being with anybody else." And I said, "That's perfectly fine by me because I don't, you know, I like you as a person, but I don't have any romantic feelings for you." But he chose not to believe that. And it didn't help that I had this other character. And again, keep in mind, this was a role I was playing. This is not me personally. This is not how I would behave personally. I had this other character who was butt ugly, but she would go and flirt with all the cute guys just to see if she could get a reaction from them. And I did it to try and be funny. Like, it wasn't meant to be taken seriously at all. And until this guy came on the scene, nobody did take it seriously. But when this guy came along, he decided that if I had a character like this, that I must also be a whore and a tart and a slut. And he dragged my name through the mud. And because he had such a charismatic personality, and because he was so knowledgeable about the game, and because he went and helped all these other people, everybody believed him and not me, even though they had known me longer. And even though I had never once out of character, you know, in real life, so to speak, caused them any real offense or given them any reason to think that I would act out of turn or in a shameful manner in real life. I even sent this guy a letter in which I apologized profusely and said, look, I'm terribly sorry if I've upset you or caused you any distress or discomfort. I never meant to do that, and I hope that you will forgive me. And he took it as me trying to hit on him again, which is ridiculous. So I eventually had to leave because, as I said, everybody believed him over me, and it was getting to the point where I just couldn't play anymore there. I was very hurt that people had taken his side, even though they knew me before they knew him. Not only that, but he also went on another similar role-playing game that I had thought of playing on, and he told everybody there the same thing. So I didn't go there either. Now you can say, well, it was just a game, you shouldn't have gotten so heavily involved. And you might well be right, but the thing is, I thought these people that I were playing with were my friends. And as I said, I would never have acted in real life the way my character did, ever. That's just not who I am. You know, I also used to play on a Narnia role-playing game. And that would be like going around assuming that all the people that played werewolves in this game were actually evil and vicious in real life as well, which they were not. They were wonderful people. So anyway, I probably took it too personally. But I was so hurt because I thought that, you know, the people that I had spent so much time playing with would actually have listened to me. Like, you know, I've never even tried to flirt with somebody at a bar or something like that, just because I'm a rather shy person. And that's why this was a role-playing game. Like I said, I was playing a role. Anyway, this is probably not very interesting, and I'm totally waffling here, so I'm gonna quit now try and get some sleep. So I hope that you folks are having a great day. And I need to catch up with some of your booze. I haven't been listening today much. I did a little bit, but I need to go and catch up. So perhaps I will do that before I go to sleep. Okay, talk to you soon. Bye.